You need Bhagavat?
Yes. Which chapter will you do?
21.
21.
It's very?
Very small. For traveling. I have made copy in small size.
Is it tense?
No, not tense. There are only certain chapters, 21 and 22 and 29, 30.
Important. I have told you Benu gave something.
Now you will do summary?
Summary.
Summary of chapter.
Summary of chapter or summary of this slok?
Which will you think will be better?
This will be better.
Because we only may have seven meetings with you.
No, there are so many meetings. Several meetings will be done. This year, that year. Always we meet.
So you want to go verse by verse?
Not, but in summary, but it's
okay.
This chapter is of Purvaraj. Purvaraj. There are two kinds of Purvaraj. One for sadhak, those who are practicing Raganuga Bhajan sadhak, and those who are siddhas. In Raganuga, only abhas will come. Abhas in a
shadow of it.
Shadow.
Shadow.
So shadow will come. And in siddha, pure purvarag will come. But in Braja, always Purvaraj.
Again and again.
When Srimati Radhika meets Krishna, they both think that first time you have met. And from distant place, when she sees Krishna, she thinks that I have seen Krishna first time. Nitya Navi.
Always fresh.
Nava Yogana. In practicing Raganuga, we can have some realization when Vishuddha Sattva comes in our heart. Up till Shuddha Sattva does not come, we can do Anuman only. Anuman?
Inference.
Great.
We can infer.
Like logic.
An idea of it.
An idea. So, when we can go in the stage of Siddha, we can realize something. As it has been told that in Srimad Bhagavatam or Brihad Bhaman Puran that the gopis were practicing Raganuga Bhajan were Jauthuki or Jauthuki. Understanding? Jauthuki or Jauthuki.
Some are in special groups and some are not in special groups.
And in these groups, Munichari and Rishichari are Jauthaki.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
You also remember? Are uta niye sato gala sa saath hala gaya.
Okay. Good. Is okay.
Some mystery.
We don't care.
I.
He wants some mystery, some mysteries and stuff.
Kuch nahi. Then only Jauthaki, Rishichari and Dandakaranya Munichari. And in Ajauthaki, there are so many.
Devakanya.
Devakanya and all. Rishichari and Munichari took birth in Gop Griha. They have practiced so many thousands of years Raganuga Bhajan. Raganuga Bhajan. Then they, by the grace of Ramchandra and और ये तुलसीचरी आई गोइंग इन द
प्रेयर
या दे ऑफर्ड दे प्लीज द लॉर्ड बाय ऑफरिंग ब्यूटीफुल प्रेयर्स टू हिम
बाय ग्रीड एनीहाउ बाय हियरिंग और बाय सीइंग Krishna pastimes.
Yeah.
They saw gopis or heard gopis and they practice in the guidance of Krishna. Like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Krishna. And they pass through Sabdha, Nitha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, then Prem also. On the Raganuga practicing, having these bodies. And then they got some Prem and left their bodies and they took birth in Gopium and they got association of Nitya Siddha and they joined Rasa and all that. But for Rishichari, they have not gone in their practicing life Raganuga Bhajan. They have only Siddha Sattva from upper stage, but they have not gone to the level of Prem. So they took jan in the home of Gopi, but they had no association with Siddha.
They had association with their husbands.
Husband?
Children.
Children. So, but they have purvarag, because they have sanskar. Sanskar means?
past and present.
Yes. So, they have greed. And they have purvarag also. But Yogamaya thought it better not to go direct. So, their husband, by the help of Yogamaya, by their husband, he stopped them not to go harassing any Krishna Leela. That Purvarag, and that Purvarag was so much that by hearing the flute of Krishna, they became upset. And remembering Krishna, remembering separation, very, very deep separation. You are not hearing?
I'm here better, this way. You said that they had so much purvara and their by the arrangement of Yogamaya, their husbands kept them back. Then they heard the sound of the flute.
Then, in Srimad Bhagavatam it is written, and you have read perhaps, that tibra tap dhuta subha. Tibra tap Dirahatap Bhutasubha.
By Dirahatap, by the heat of separation from Krishna, they gave up their body.
So all inauspicious things, all the inauspicious things were burnt up in the fire of separation.
Body was there. Because their bodies were chinmay.
Chinmay.
But partly not chinmay. And partly chinmay. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that they not left their bodies. But what was not chinmay, partly,
that was
chinmay. This is asubh. And that asubh was that they had some attraction to their husbands and children and worldly affairs, everything was. That is asu, not this physical body. And taking Krishna, Krishna appeared at that time. And they saw Krishna and took Krishna with their eyes, through their eyes in heart, and embraced so deeply that all soup went away. Prakshina Bandhana. By this embracing of Krishna, everything what was Subha also was. What was Subh? Kya Subh tha, batlao. Unka kya Subh dur hua?
Highest result.
What?
What was washed away? The idea that they are the mother of children, the idea that they are the wife of husband.
It was asu.
But also their attachment to their good qualities.
Subha means, sir?
Auspicious.
If a man does bhakti, everything, everyone loves him.
Here,
the husband, everyone were loving so much to. So this also went. So Subha and Asubh both. Not clearly written here, but from Ujjalin Mani and other, I am telling. Then in Vishwanath Chakravarti has cleared in Radhavatma Chandrika
Madhurya Kadambini.
Madhurya Kadambini, no. Bhaktira Swami Sindhu Bindu. Then if now we have some Uvayam Asubodh. Now Asubh worldly attachment and Ubha praise,
yeah,
wealth,
followers,
reputation, follower, everything comes automatically. But both are very big
obstacles
in bhakti life. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told it in Madhurya Kadambini. That is anartha, sukriti uttha, duskriti uttha, bhakti uttha, aparadha. You have read?
Yes.
Duskriti uttha, that gopis. Our duskriti uttha, so many, we have to entangle in so many botherations. Body is not good, full of rogue, sickness and so many things. We'll have to go through so many cases means so many things which are obstacles. And man, apaman, understanding, man, apaman, so many things. And subha, I have told. So when everything goes away, then Siddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti, or Vishuddha Sattva comes. In their gopi, in gopi's case, in Rishichari, everything was not washed in Raganuga. There were some things that Shubha and Ashubha. But for Sutichari, nothing was there. So easily there. I am telling all these things that these gopis in Benugi, when Krishna is going to cowherding, they have passed all these states. They are not ordinary. So always 24 hours they can remember Krishna like this. And this is in Purva Raghavan. If a man has some greed, not such will come state. Here Vyasdev or Sukadeva Goswami is explaining of six ritus.
Six seasons.
He has passed summer, now it is sarat, in winter, summer, rainy season, then
autumn,
winter, then it will come, winter, then Basanta ritu. If in Vrindavan, always like Basanta ritu, but yet there is some difference between all ritu. Here he is explaining of autumn, Sarad Ritu. Sarad Ritu, because Ittham sarat svachcha jalam padmakara sugandhina nevasat vayuna batam sa gogo paloko achyuta. After rainy season, Krishna is entering in forest, Vrindavan forest, with cowherd's boy and so many cows. The season was very good. Water, whether in river and ponds, pure water, and lotus pair in full bosom, and on them bees were what?
Humming, drinking honey, flying here and thither.
And chumbal? Oh, kissing. Kissing all flowers. Air was mixed with fragrance of all flowers, belly, chameli, jui, and all other kinds of flowers were in bloom. Fragrance was coming. The air with the bhar mane
weight
was not in a mood to blow.
Heavy, the air was heavy.
So it was, as a boy, very infantile boy, he goes like this, sometimes slow, sometimes. So air was like so, very good season. Nevasat vayuna batam sva gopaloko achyuta. Krishna in this Vrindavan interacts with all cowherds, boy and cows. Baldev Prabhu was also with them. They are seeing from their home. There are so many groups of gopis, and each group they were talking like this about only Krishna. Kusamita Banaraj Sushmi Bhringa Nitikul Ghushta Sarastaram Mahidram Madhupata Avagasya Charyanaga Sahapasupal Balas Chukuja Venum Kusmita Banaraj. Like this, all Vrindavan was full of so many flowers. Kusamita Banaraji. Every ritu, every season, flowers were in bloom. Also fall, fruit. In Sarat, no mango, no jambu phal, but everything was there. And mad bees were flying here and there on lotus and all other flowers, gathering madhu or kissing them. Dvijakul ghushta mahidram. Dvijakul means kakku, mayur, papiha. You know, don't know papiha? Pee kaha. Pee kaha mane in our. Pee mane priyatam. Priyatam mane lover. Always chanting like so. Pikaha, pikaha. Where our lover is, Priyatam is. and kaku, kuhu, kuhu, all uddik,
but any meaning?
Any meaning that kuhu, seeking or calling his, her, priyatam,
lover.
It is very uddipana for these things. Dijikul ghust swara mahidhram. Then Krishna, nadi, nadi means river, pond, and on the parvat, parvat means mountain. Everywhere, all these birds were
covered down now.
Everywhere the, these birds were
singing,
everywhere, and everywhere fragrant of flowers was there. Krishna in this state entered Vrindavan. Here Kujaya Maso is Sukuja Venum. All boys are going with Krishna. Krishna began to play on flute. But they were going with Krishna, but all not playing on flute. Krishna was playing on flute only. They had some singer, or they were listening only Krishna, because afterward this a slok will come. Anu Venu Justam. Krishna was only singing on Venu.
When the cowherd boy hears the sound of Krishna's flute, so
but,
beautiful.
But gopis heard, hear from there only Krishna's flute. There only their sight, their drishti is towards Krishna. So they may be that with Krishna they are also fluting. But they hear only Krishna's sound.
But the sound of Krishna's flute has a very different effect upon the gopis than upon the gopas. Isn't it? The same flute sound has entirely different effects.
Not only to gopis or gopis. Cows are hearing in another
way.
Radhika is seeing, hearing that Krishna is telling Radhika, Radhika, Radhe, Radhe. Lalita hears that Lalite, Lalite, Bhadra, Champaklata, all are Chandravali. Krishna is calling me. All cows are thinking that Krishna is calling me only.
When the gopis heard Krishna's flute, when they ran to him, they thought only they were coming. They thought they themselves were coming. But Krishna was calling just them.
They think, gopis, that this sound is pratinidhi of Krishna. Representatives of Krishna. Krishna has sent this, and they, by ears, they are coming here, and is telling their whole wealth, that is, hriday,
and the heart,
and taking their heart. The sound is going to Krishna with their hearts. Now gopis are seeing that heart is not here. They become so puzzled or
uneasy.
And they run after that sound, when that is pure, that thief. They are, but heart is not there. They are not thinking anything. Only they are going. In Ras Panchadhyayi it has been told. Then Sarah Mahidram Madhupati Avagahya Charyanga Sapaspal Sukus Subhim. Madhupati here, Krishna, by his Venu, उसे बाहर कर रहे हैं मधु. His this madhu.
Lips.
Madhu is going in bansi with sound. And it becomes like amrita.
Nectar.
And this is going in the ear. And gopis are drinking this nectar. And they also become mad, because in this sloka has been told. Tad brajai isya asutya venu gitam smarodayam kaschit parokham krishnasya svasakhyabhyo nubharanayam. Understand? Kaschit brajasya smarodayam. By drinking that madhu, nectar, from Krishna's lips, through bansi, they became mad by kaam, smar udaya. Smar means prema also, but kamanuga or kamatmika gopi has kaam mani visuddha. That Uddipana came on Uddipana.
Their ears were like cups.
They began to explain about Krishna, about Bansi, and everything of Krishna. Parokham Parokham. They were very far away from Krishna.
Parokham.
Bansi sound was not coming to them. But mentally they are hearing. Krishna was very far away from them. He was in Vrindavan. And they were in Gostha, in their homes.
How it came so far, that time?
So they were mentally hearing that Krishna is Parokshan. That is, mane, Krishna Bansi Baja Raha Hoga. Om Bhavna Ke. But they are hearing.
Was he playing or not?
Huh?
He may have been playing or he may not, but they were hearing.
But they are hearing. They were hearing. I have realization that when I was in my home, I used to see a Ramayana drama from 6 in evening up to 4 in morning. Very good drama of Ramchandra. When it was over, we were in our home. Every sab samay kaan mein sunai.
Still, the sound was still coming in your ears.
So gopis are always hearing this.
Tad
baranitum arabdha smaranta krishna chesitam nastakan smarbegena vikshipta manaso nipa. Tad baranitum arabdha. They began to talk about this Krishna Chestitam. What Krishna Chestitam?
The activities of Krishna with the gopis.
With the gopis.
Those activities from the past activities.
This shows that Krishna Chestitam with the gopis, they have associate of Krishna. What?
They had the company of Krishna.
They have company of Krishna. But yet they are in Purvara. This is the thing. These two should not be
together.
But yet.
It is contradictory and yet it is together.
But yet we are here together. The Krishna Chaitanya. What Chaitanya? In Srimad Bhagavatam, unka chalna, phirna, gati, gati, lalit bilas, haas, balgu haas, very beautiful smiling, something, sanlap, sanlap means Sanlap means
dialogue.
Sama. Conversation.
Yes. Srimati has come to Kusum Sarovar and gathering some flowers with Lalita Visakha. And at the same time Krishna was in a
protecting the flowers.
No. Krishna wanted to meet them. He chose the time and went to Srimati. Krishna told, "Who are you? You don't know who I am? So why you speak so? So what should I speak?" Krishna wants to speak with Srimati Radha. So he asked like so. Srimati has answered like this. "You don't know who I am?" So Krishna then told, "No, I don't know who are you. You don't know." "Why you have asked me?" "Because you are thief and you are stealing flowers. You are thief. By your cows and by your friends, you nasht kar rahe ho yahan ke pedo. You destroy the flowers and plants of Vrindavan. We have planted them. But you have never planted it. Why you are this? Today why you came? Before this day. Have you come and asked me?" So they were quarreling. They are reminding all these sanla. And Krishna lalita gati, as a dancing manner, Krishna goes to gopi and does like so. in Brahma is as we see. And Srimati Radhika, don't come. These are Lalita Gati, Balgu Har. Krishna laughs so, smiles so gently that all gopis give their heart to Krishna. So these are Krishna Chestitam. Krishna Chest. By what? Remembering these things. Na sakan smar begena vichipta manusha. They wanted to explain all these things. How Krishna, beautifully Krishna is singing on Venu, and how sweet and gentle is here Gati and Krishna Chesta, everything. But they could not speak. Smarabhegena means by prema, force of prema. And this prema is of another quality, having with calm to meet Krishna, to test Krishna, to be tested with Krishna. Dhan Baraha Freedom, Natavar Bapu.
Famous verse.
In the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Best slope for Krishna remembering. Baraha Freedom, Natavar Bapu, Karna Yo Karnikar. Bibhatavasa Kanaka Kapisam, Vejayanti Yamana. Randhran Venuradar Sudhaya Purayan Gopabindam Brindaranyam Sapadaramanam Prabhisataki Sakirti. Baraha Puram Natavarbhapu. I've explained this sloka to you.
No. You mentioned this. That is the most beautiful
sloka,
but you never explained it.
There are three slokas in Srimad Bhagavatam, parallel, but there is some.
What are the other two? Gradation.
Gradation.
The other two?
Brahma has told.
No.
No medhate abhrabhapushe taridambaraya. Gunjavatanta paripachal san mukhaya Banyasraje kavala betra besana venu Lakshmasiye midupade pasupangajaya. This Brahma. And then Dvijapatni. Dvijapatni. Kya? Shyamanghiranya paridhim banamallavara Dhatu pravalanatavesam anubratansi Vinyastahast itarena dhunanam abhyam Karnotvalal kapola mukhabjahas. Three slokas.
Different gradation.
Gradation.
How are they?
Brahma in bottom. In mid.
Vijapati.
And uppermost, highest level, the gopis. We follow gopis, not Brahma and Dvijapatni. They are also very high scale, but yet we want to follow this. Brahma here tells in three slokas, there are some similarities.
One